Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 81. I'm Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. It's been a while.
Absolutely. I missed this.
Yeah, me too.
I missed you too, Connor.
Yeah, this is like, it was strange. I didn't know what to do with myself last week.
I bet. We're kind of just used to this, aren't we?
Yeah.
And of course, everything started happening.
Yeah.
While I was in New York, and it makes you kind of antsy because you feel like you should be talking about it.
Yeah, I know. I had nobody to talk to about anything, so it was just kind of weird. Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Hillary.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh. She's gone off the deep end again. I mean, I don't know that she ever got out of the
deep end. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You know, she is starting to seem a little bit pitiful.
A little bit?
Well, a lot.
A lot.
Okay, I'll go a lot.
And it's been pitiful for a while.
It really has. But I really don't think you can talk about Hillary these days, maybe any of the days prior, without mentioning projecting, psychological projection.
Okay.
And I know that she would be appalled and would believe she is above that. Nevertheless, I believe her life is proof positive that she is projecting her own emotional stuff onto other women, particularly women outside of the bubbles. And I say the bubbles because you got that California bubble, and then you've got that East Coast bubble, and, you know, there's a couple of them in Chicago, and, you know, that. But it is a thought process, whereas she's really guilty of what she's blaming other people. She's not the only one. Hollywood's like that also. Oh, yeah. And this is most unfair, not just to the women that she is projecting onto, but to the Democratic Party. And they're starting to lose their patience with her. Okay, last week she was in India, running around probably with the What Happened thing. I guess she was there to promote her book. But she accused women that voted for Trump of doing so in response to their husband, brother, uncle, son, whatever man happens to be in their life.
Right.
As if these women could not make a decision on their own, or they didn't make a decision on their own.
Well, it couldn't be her fault, you know, that she
lost. It couldn't. But just to refresh, I know everybody has heard of psychological projection, but just to give a little bit more of a technical definition, it is the theory in psychology in which humans defend themselves against their own unconscious impulses or qualities. They can be positive or negative. You know, it is, for example, you can't see someone else's life without your own interfering.
Right.
They deny the existence in themselves while attributing it to others. I believe that's what she did. One example that Wiki gives is a person who is habitually rude will constantly complain about other people being rude.
Yeah.
You've met those people.
In layman's terms, it's basically being hypocritical.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like throwing rocks out of a glass house.
Exactly.
Now, who is more dependent or has led a more dependent life than Hillary?
Probably.
I mean, she has been a subordinate to men basically her whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, she did until the election when she really needed to listen to Bill. She did everything Bill said.
Yeah.
you know, and she ran around, you know, campaigning for him in the early years. She quit her job to campaign for him. When they ran out of money, she went and pulled some crooked deals in Arkansas. I mean, you got to really think about everything she did.
Right.
You know, and then
ask
she...
Ask the question, why? And the answer
exactly,
is usually...
Why?
And the answer is usually Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, no one could say they have an ordinary marriage.
To say the least.
But she is dependent upon him telling her what to do. And sometimes she acts as his codependent, you know, when he gets in trouble with women.
Yeah, she's the one that's coming out and standing in front of the microphone.
Right, trashing the women.
You bet.
Doing God knows what else that we can't see in the background.
True dat.
But yeah. It has always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
And still, she blames women that voted for Trump for being subservient dependents.
Right. It's almost an insult because basically what she is saying is that women aren't smart enough to make their own decisions.
Right. Yet she says, you know, that she wants to be the crusader for these women.
Yeah. Great.
It's becoming very sad.
Yeah. Because basically now it's kind of looking like she's begging for votes and using vagina as a way to get votes. And it pisses me off.
It really does me too. It really does. And it does a lot of people. Now, she sort of came up and backed off of this, you know, yeah. comment she made about women because her own party and even some of the people that worked for her came out and said she shouldn't have said that. She yeah. went too far this time.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, does she think she's going to suddenly, after insulting women like me and others, does she think they're suddenly going to come out and go, oh, yeah, you know, Auntie Hillary, we want to vote for you now.
Right. Yeah.
It's not happening.
And basically, she's, you know, saying that a husband and wife need to split their votes. It makes no sense. None.
Well, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, now you got to think about the Clintons. Why did they marry? Did they marry for love?
No.
Did they marry for companionship or did they marry for political reasons?
Career, I think, is the whole reason behind that. Political
exactly.
careers.
Now, this may come to a big ass surprise to Hillary, but most people don't marry for those reasons. They marry someone that they have thoughts in common with.
Right.
Now, granted, when she married Bill, she was a Republican. Bill changed her. She's done everything Bill wanted. She stood up for Bill. She went back to Bill after he humiliated her. What is she?
And she let him cruise the women, too.
Absolutely. And it was always the women's fault, not his.
Yeah,
like a codependent.
You bet.
Like an abused woman.
Enabling him.
Enabling, exactly. Now, most of us women out here in the heartland do not enable our men. In fact, we'll get a gun out. I'm joking.
Yes. Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. There's a lot of truth to that, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, Missouri sounds a lot like where I grew up in Saskatchewan. And the women were strong there. They could carry 2 5-gallon pails full of milk from the barn, you know.
Absolutely.
I was raised by strong women. So it really pisses me off.
Well, you lost your dad early on.
Yeah.
So you had to. I mean, your mother and I am sure your older sisters, they had to kick in.
Oh, everybody had to kick in.
There wasn't any man going to fly out of the clouds and rescue them.
Nope. So, yeah, I, from an early age, I was kind of thrust into the adult working life. But the entire time around me was this strong women everywhere. And I'm used to that. And it pisses me off to see Hillary trying this. It's pathetic.
It is very pathetic. And it really makes someone like me re-examine her. Not that I liked her in the first place that much, but re-examine this and go, gee, this is just really dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It is terribly. You also got to ask, you know, Hillary is older than we are by quite a bit, thank goodness. But what did her parents believe about men?
Hmm.
Particularly her mother.
Good
Were
question.
Men evil?
Good question.
Were men evil and they couldn't control themselves? They couldn't stop. That pistol in their pants was going to go off and the man couldn't help it. Because I know, I mean, I was kind of raised by a mother that sort of thought that she didn't dislike men, but you know, the whole men are driven by impulse.
Right.
Because Hollywood, Hillary, and some of the other bubbles really seem to be going after impulsive men and masculinity, as if masculinity is synonymous with impulsive and can't stop.
Right.
And I am terribly insulted by that.
Yeah.
For all the men in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, how horrible and how freaking old school.
Yeah. I have a hard time believing the Democrats are going to stand behind her any longer or much longer.
I think they're backing off, but, you know, she's still going to get these gigs in other countries because, you know, I mean, they're not tired of her yet, quite frankly. And so the news, it will be out there and the Democrats have to address it. However, the Clintons have surprised me before. I thought they were done.
True.
You know, I mean, when she stepped aside for Obama, another man she stepped aside for, and 2007-08, that election, I thought maybe she'd go home and be granny.
Yeah, I thought the same. If she didn't run for president, that was it. She was done.
But she has now basically interjected herself into these 2018 elections. See, she's trying to make herself meaningful. And let me tell you a little problem that the DNC has is they are out of cash. They were out of cash when she was running. Now, remember, she had to interject some of her own cash. She even got the bank accounts kind of twisted up with her office in Brooklyn.
Right. And the rest of the cash she just got
from
Weinstein.
Can't they get rid of her? Yeah, can they get rid of her?
Yeah, I don't know. She knows where all the bodies are buried, so they probably can't get rid of her.
You know, that's a very good point. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi's always raised a lot of money. She's not raising near as much money as she did for the congressional seats, the DNC congressional seats. So really, they're blowing awfully hard out there saying, yeah, you know, things like we're going to win. We're going to take over in 2018, the House and the Senate. And you know what? I don't know. They got the money.
Yeah.
I mean, it may boil down to they don't have the money.
Maybe Putin will kick some money in there.
Well, yeah, Putin just won another 6 years.
Fixed.
Yeah.
Then again, if I was Russian, I'd probably be voting for Putin.
Oh, yeah. And the big thing today is that Trump called him and congratulated him. And the media was all over him because it was a fixed election. He shouldn't have congratulated him for that. You know, we only want to piss off Putin so much.
Wow.
But that's another story for another day. I digress.
True.
You know, but Hillary also has these health issues.
Yeah, that is a bit puzzling to what's really going on there.
It's getting really concerning. What is wrong with her?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, she's saying stuff that's just stupid.
Right.
She should know it's going to get her in trouble. I mean, we all slip and say stupid things. I do it all the time. But I don't know. I wouldn't insult women like that when I needed them.
Right.
And when that's supposed to be my life work, the great feminist, I mean, I think it's an example of feminism. She is terrible. But these slips and falls suggest something else is going on.
Right.
You know, she had several incidents during the campaign. One in particular was at the 911 memorial where she fainted. She's had a brain tumor before. She slipped and fell in India the other day, supposedly in or out of a bathtub and broke her wrist. But she also slipped downstairs and could not regain herself when the two people beside her caught her by the arms. She could not walk down the stairs.
Wow.
I saw a video clip on Waters World the other night, and he had, you know, put together all these falls. And when people were talking about it, I just didn't take it that seriously. I mean, I've fallen, you know. I fell in New York 3 years ago. Just like fat on the curb, you know.
Right.
And had to go through, you know, physical therapy for my knee because it just pounded into the, I don't know how I didn't break it, but, you know, so you fall. Okay. Right. You know, if you do it too often, I guess that's a problem. But when I saw this video clip on Waters World, she almost like just kind of folds. She's not really falling. She is folding like she's fainting or losing, you know, in some way losing consciousness. I mean, it's almost like she's floating down. It's a very slow kind of.
Wow. So is she physically capable of running for president again?
Hell, she wasn't in the first place, is my point.
Well, mentally.
No, but I think even physically, she wasn't. I mean, you're talking a year out. Several of these falls took place during the campaign. And like I said, they're not falls like trip, like, you know, they used to, Gerald Ford, he used to trip. He was actually tripping on something, you know? He wasn't folding like he's fainting, you know, slowly going to the ground. And of course, somebody catches her and then she's not coming back conscious. They're almost carrying her like, you know, you carry a little kid, you got one person on each side and you kind of pick them up over a puddle or something.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. When she's going down these stairs in India, after the two people grab her from the side, she never puts her feet back down. Huh. She didn't break anything.
Wow.
I mean, she broke her wrist in the tub, but that wasn't in this video clip, thank God, or we would have seen her naked.
Oh, God forbid. Oh, that just, wow, I can't get the picture out of my head.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one will. Oh. But, you know, there's a double standard. And I think a little bit of that double standard does come through the psychological projection.
Right.
For example, the other day, everyone was talking about how mean-spirited it was to fire Andy McCabe on the weekend when he would have gotten his retirement.
Right.
His full benefit for retirement. And so it became mean-spirited, and thus making the victims, Trump actually sort of being a victim of Andy McCabe's, as the guilty one.
Right.
And that is a pattern we've seen a lot, even with Hillary. Now, how dark is her message? How dark was her message on the campaign trail? Yet the other day in India, she complains about Trump's message was dark during the campaign. It led back to history. Make America Great Again was really pointing to America's terrible, dark, black history. And she even brought up African Americans. Now, how does she stand on stage saying that when after Trump's first year, African Americans have the lowest unemployment rate they've ever had
exactly.
in the history of the United States?
Well, you got to start rumors and, you know, it'll spawn some fake news that eventually will benefit them.
It's just a double standard.
You talked about bubbles before. There's the Hollywood bubble. The Clintons have always tried to attach themselves like some leech, blood-sucking leech, to that Hollywood bubble. And nobody seems to be mentioning that one of their best buddies there that had bailed them out financially a few times is Weinstein.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they tend to get hooked up with these kind of characters.
But
I mean,
here she is pretty preaching. Much
a, yeah, she
preaching
is.
Preaching on the Me and, Too, and her one of her best buddies is Weinstein? Really?
Exactly. But she, again, subservient to men. I mean, because when somebody gives you kind of money that Weinstein gave her and Bill, but I think even more so Hillary's campaign, you become subservient to them. I mean, right. Everybody, that's how Weinstein worked. So everybody in Hollywood that is saying that women out here voted because of their husbands, brothers, dads wanted them to. Well, what in the hell did they do for Weinstein?
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. It's unspeakable.
I know.
And so what can you call it but psychological projection? I mean, these are people that have higher than average drug and alcohol problems, higher than average divorce rates, higher than average suicide rates, and they're out there having five-hour TV shows dedicated not only to them awarding each other, but to bashing the rest of the country that if they stopped going to their stupid damn shows, they would have nothing.
Yeah.
They would all be in rehab, paid for by our tax dollars.
Pretty much.
It's despicable.
It is.
But at some point, it's got to stop.
Well, I would hope so. I would like to see her step down. Maybe for her own health issues, she needs to step back. Otherwise, the Democrats are screwed.
Oh, they are. And Hollywood is screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, Hollywood still loves her. I mean, you got to remember, they had her at the Oscars. They had her do a little clip. So they haven't given up on her. In fact, if it was up to Hollywood, she'd run again in 2020. I guarantee you.
Hollywood is just as hypocritical as the Clintons.
Yeah, in fact, I think they sort of mirror each other, and that's probably why they get along so well.
Could be.
Birds of a feather.
Well, we'd have to agree there.
We do. And we don't always agree, but life's a journey, and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become a Clinton victim or anyone else's. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.